KJAN Sports.
Time now for a look at sports on KJAN. Good morning, I'm Brett Johnson. Our sports update is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Well, Kentucky showed why it's the number one overall seed in this year's NCAA men's basketball tournament, as Kentucky defeated Indiana 102-90 last night, scoring the most points ever allowed by the Hoosiers in an NCAA tournament basketball game. The victory also avenged a one-point loss to Indiana back in December, Kentucky's only loss during their regular season prior to its loss to Vanderbilt in the SEC tournament. That sets up a South Regional final on Sunday between Kentucky and Baylor, as Baylor raced past Xavier 75-70 behind Quincy Acey's 20 points and 15 rebounds. It's the second time in 3 years Baylor has reached the Elite Eight. Meanwhile, North Carolina survived 23 turnovers and the loss of its dazzling point guard Kendall Marshall to survive a 73-65 overtime thriller against upset-minded Ohio University. Big man Tyler Zeller came up big for the Tar Heels with 20 points and a career-high 22 rebounds. Former Ames, Iowa High School basketball star Harrison Barnes scored 5 of his 12 points in overtime when the Tar Heels outscored the Bobcats by a score of 10-2. This sets up a number 1 versus number 2 matchup in the Midwest final on Sunday. Top-seeded Tar Heels of North Carolina will play number 2 Kansas, which escaped a major scare to beat North Carolina State 60-57. Thomas Robinson led the Jayhawks with 18 points and 15 rebounds. Jeff Withey blocked 10 shots to finish one shy of an NCAA tournament record. Well, the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament continues today with play at the Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Pat Summitt may not have much control as she once had, but the legendary Tennessee coach is still the boss as the Lady Vols get set to take on Kansas this afternoon in an NCAA Women's Regional Semifinal at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Summitt was diagnosed with early-onset dementia last summer, and associate head coach Holly Warwick has taken on a larger role. In fact, it was Warwick who addressed the media at a pre-regional news conference yesterday.
Pat is still the head coach. She's still coaching. Probably the only difference you'll see is I'm up on the sideline. It's almost like Pat and I have switched roles. She's doing a lot of one-on-one things with our kids, and I'm up directing and coaching the team during the game. So don't expect anything different than what we've done all year. It's been a good thing. It's been working. It's been a very positive atmosphere for us.
And the team that the Lady Vols will be taking on this afternoon in Des Moines will be the Kansas Jayhawks, who stunned third-seeded Delaware in the second round of the NCAA Women's Tournament. And it was a short and familiar trip for Coach Bonnie Hendrickson's team to the Sweet 16.
And I was just glad they weren't going to take us to Ames and drop us in Hilton Coliseum, to be honest with you. I was glad we stopped in Des Moines, so the trip yesterday. But really excited. The players are excited. A tremendous opportunity for us to go against, obviously, arguably one of the best teams in America, one of the best programs in the country.
Overall, number one seed Baylor plays Georgia Tech in the other first-round game in Des Moines. Baseball news, Adam Wainwright pitched 5 shutout innings and the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Miami Marlins 2-1 yesterday, overcoming Jose Reyes' first home run for the Marlins. Wainwright, who missed last season following elbow surgery, allowed 3 hits and struck out 5 batters. He's given up just 1 unearned run in 14 innings this season. Cardinals also announced that ace Chris Carpenter has nerve irritation that led to weakness in his pitching shoulder. There is no timetable for his return to the mound. The 2005 Cy Young Award winner was evaluated in St. Louis yesterday, as he is out indefinitely. Luke Cochaver pitched three-hit ball for six innings and struck out eight as the Kansas City Royals defeated the Los Angeles Dodgers split squad 2-0 yesterday. Cochaver, the first player selected in the 2006 baseball draft, is 3-1 with a 1.29 ERA in exhibition starts. For the Dodgers, starter Aaron Harang gave up one run on five hits and three walks in five innings. Well, line play is always an important part of football, and that will be an area of focus at Iowa and Iowa State during spring drills this year. The Hawkeyes need three new starters on offense for this season. The only returning starters on that unit are center Brian Ferentz and guard Matt Tobin.
Obviously, James and Matt Tobin have the most experience. You know, Matt's got some position flexibility. He's worked a lot of tackle throughout the last couple of years at practice. We'll probably keep Brandon Sheriff outside. That's kind of our focus going in, just get him outside and let him play one position. He played a little bit, I think, Indiana's probably the game he played most of the time out there last year, so we'll give him a lot of work out there. Andrew Donnell had a really good month of December down in Arizona, really pleased with that, and then Brett jumped in there. Vance Lowden did a good job against Oklahoma, so those would be the three top guys right now, I think, that are competing for the tackle spots.
Iowa State, meanwhile, will lose two offensive line starters from last year. There also will be a couple of openings on the defensive line, but Coach Paul Rhodes says they have depth on the defensive line unit. Well, Tiger Woods is in a place he hasn't been in more than 2 years, in the lead on a PGA Tour event going into the weekend. Woods ran off four straight birdies early in his round on Friday and made short work of the par 5 on his way to his 7-under 65, giving him a one-shot lead over Graham McDowell and Jason Duffner at the Arnold Palmer Invitational. Well, if Bristol Motor Speedway goes back to its rough-and-tumble roots before NASCAR returns in August, the drivers say they'll be ready for it, even if some are more excited about it than others. Owner Britton Smith is thinking about restoring tighter lanes and getting rid of variable banking at the venerable half-mile track, essentially forcing drivers to return to the beating and banging that made the races so entertaining. Brad Keselowski won at Bristol last weekend while leading a career-best 232 laps in that race. And in NBA scores last night, it was Orlando over Cleveland 93-80. Milwaukee beat Charlotte 112-92. Toronto was over New York 96-79. Phoenix over Indiana 113-111. Miami beat Detroit 88-73. Atlanta over New Jersey 93-84. Philadelphia over Boston 99-86. Oklahoma City over Minnesota in two overtimes 149-140. San Antonio over Dallas 104-87. Utah over Denver 121-102, and the LA Lakers beat Portland 103-96. That's a look at our sports news here on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Brett Johnson for KJAN Sports.